This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with a BelowTopSecret.com podcast in reply to DG Tempe on her pod thread, Is It a Conspiracy or Am I Crazy? Well, that's always kind of tough, DG. I mean, I have friends I can discuss this with all day long. I have other friends who look at me like I'm crazy, you know, if I try to bring something like this up. I think the best part, you know, the best reply is a good comeback. I mean, I remember I was working at a newspaper many years ago, and I brought up the subject of UFOs, and my boss, my supervisor at the time, told me there is no such thing as UFOs because God is busy. He has his hands full right here with all the people on Earth. You know, and I looked at him and I said, so you're saying God can't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time? And he actually got kind of mad. That more or less upset him. He didn't, it dropped the conversation, and he never discussed UFOs with me again. Maybe you can cut them off at the pass. Get yourself a t-shirt that says, you laugh at me because I'm different, I laugh at you because you're all the same. That ought to start some conversations. I don't know. It's difficult, you know, when you run across people who don't believe, but it's even worse if they start trying to make you the butt of their jokes. And I'd find a way to cut that off. People don't do that to me, because I'll tell them real quick. Well, I'm not going to go into saying what I will tell them. But, you know, a good comeback is always the best answer, you know. Tell them the cruelest prison is a closed mind, and this guy may as well be on death row. But then again, I guess it just depends on whether you're willing to take it or just let it slide, or if they actually get offensive. Every situation is a little different, and I'm not familiar exactly with the situation you're in. A guy came up to me the other day at work. He started saying, it's the end of times. I expect Jesus to come back any day now because you can see all the signs in the heavens. I could have said 101 things, but I just looked off and said, yep. The guy was just expressing his beliefs, you know, and if he wants to walk around feeling that way, I wasn't going to shut him down. I wasn't going to question him or pick on him. And maybe a lot of people ought to have that attitude. You know, if somebody believes in flying saucers, fine, let them believe in flying saucers. I've personally never seen a flying saucer. I've seen a Bigfoot. So, you know, I'm not about to put anybody down. If they say they saw a ghost or if they say they saw a chupacabra, that's cool. You know, I saw Bigfoot. I know there's weird stuff out there. I know for a fact. Anyway, I wish you luck and love this Thanksgiving when your family gets together and you end up having to try and defend your beliefs. You don't have to defend them. You really don't. All you have to do is tell them, hey, look, I have a right to believe the way I want to believe. And if you don't like it, go jump in the lake. Good luck, my dear. Love and light to each of you. This is Whoopi out.